With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Fresh doubts about the status of peace talks between the U.S. and Iran.
Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard fired on ships in the Strait of Hormuz a day after President Trump extended a ceasefire, although the American blockade of all Iranian ports remains in place. The president is giving Iran time to develop a unified proposal, but Iran has yet to decide whether to join a new round of talks. A spokesman with Iran's foreign ministry accused American negotiators of showing disregard and lack of good faith. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In a 6-3 decision, the Supreme Court today allowed a lawsuit brought by a U.S. Army veteran injured in a Taliban suicide bombing to proceed. That vacates a lower court ruling.
The Supreme Court is clearing the way for a veteran wounded by a suicide bomb in Afghanistan to sue the government contractor for whom the attacker was working with when he built the explosive. The court ruled in the case of a former Army specialist, Winston Hensley. He was wounded in a 2016 explosion at Bagram Airfield that killed 5 people.
And that is correspondent Haya Panjwawi reporting. President Trump among those taking part last night at a public reading of the Holy Scriptures.
And as for you, if you will walk before me as David your father walked and do according to all that I have commanded you and shall observe my statutes and my judgments, then will I establish the throne of my kingdom according to as I have covenanted with David your father.
And the president reading from the Old Testament book of 2 Chronicles. His contribution was via video and pre-recorded in the Oval Office. On Wall Street, stocks have been booming despite ongoing concerns about the war with Iran. Some good earnings reports prompting investors to feel optimistic. The Dow up 271 points. And this is SRN News. It appears that Texas Baptist may give up on Baylor.
The university has approved an event featuring several homosexual speakers as a counterpart to a conservative gathering on campus, and the Baptist General Conference of Texas is not happy. BGC leaders are launching a formal review of their 140-year-old relationship with the school and might decide to end it. Baylor was founded in 1845 through the efforts of Baptist leaders, including the man who gave the institution his name, Judge R.E.B. Baylor. Michael Harrington reported.
The European Court of Justice has ruled that a Hungarian law banning the promotion of homosexuality to children violates the European Union's treaty guaranteeing human rights and equality. Hungary's law prohibits the display of content to children that depicts homosexuality or transgenderism, while also providing harsher penalties for crimes of pedophilia. This is SRN News. On Wall Street, all things are coming up well for investors so far today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at this hour is up 277 points, the NASDAQ up 342. The S&P 500 has gained 62 points so far today. Iran firing on 3 ships in the Strait of Hormuz and seized 2 of them. The intensification of Iran's assault on shipping in a waterway crucial to global energy supplies came one day after President Trump extended a ceasefire but pressed on with an American blockade of Iranian ports. And that's something that Iran says will cause it to keep the strait closed as long as possible. Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard fired on the ships in the strait today. There are fresh doubts now about the status of peace talks still trying to be organized by Pakistan in Islamabad. Now it appears that neither side may attend those planned talks this week. You'll find more on these stories at srnews.com.